Hello, and welcome to the Atlanta Opera Podcast in the Spotlight. I'm Tomer Zvulun, General and Artistic Director of the Atlanta Opera, and we are glad you are here. I'm excited to introduce to you this new initiative. Blink Opera is a new way to engage with the art form that we love so much and the artists who bring it to life. Who better to bring you these stories than the artists who perform them and know them so well? So our premise is simple. We unpack the plot. We sprinkle in the highlights, share some anecdotes in the most time-efficient way. Blink and it's over. Just 10 minutes. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Blink number one. I am your host, Aaron Teachman. I am very excited to begin this journey with you listeners. We built these blinks to do a lot of work and cover a lot of ground. We hope they hook folks who are just getting into opera, give them material and a reason to dig further into a piece or opera itself. We hope they provide a dopamine hit, a solid dose of opera's incredible storytelling for all those times you can't make it out to the theater or the tent, or you just don't have time. But mostly, we hope you enjoy them and you tell your friends and you tell us what you think of them. Now, our singer host is going to introduce themselves in just a moment, but before we begin, a bit of admin. You've hit play, so you know this blink is about Pagliacci, but what you may not know is that the Atlanta Opera recently produced Pagliacci in the fall of 2020 as part of what we call the Molly Blank Big Tent series. It was a great honor to be a part of that historic production, a wild experience to put on a show about clowns in a circus tent pitched on a baseball field. You can see it for yourself after the episode, filmed and edited wonderfully by Spotlight's own Felipe Barral. All of which is to say, the musical excerpts you are about to hear are from that production, directed by Tomer Zvulun and conducted by Rolando Salazar. And with that, andiamo.
Avanti, 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 avanti!
Howdy, everybody. I'm Richard Trace Maker. I'm an Atlanta-based tenor. And I recently had the pleasure of singing Caño and Pagliaccio in Atlanta Opera's Molly Blank Big Tent series. I Pagliacci, or The Clowns, is an opera written by Ruggero Leoncavallo. It is by far Leoncavallo's most popular work, and written in the Verismo style. Verismo is a style of opera written about normal people who are living pretty dramatic lives. I Pagliacci premiered in 1892 in Napoli and quickly gained success all over Europe and the United States. It is mostly known for its intense Act 1 ending aria, Vesti la Giubba, which is an absolute rock star aria. Enrico Caruso was one of the first Caños and made it a major hit in 1907 when he sold over 1 million copies. Think about that. 1 million purchases of a record in 1907. That's like almost Beatles level. There are five major characters in Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. Caño, the head of the troupe, Nedda, his wife, Tonio, the buffo or comic character in the troupe, Beppe, the youngest member of the troupe, and Silvio, a young townsman and the secret lover of Nedda. Okay, so we start our Verismo red wine olive oil opera. Comes out on stage for his famous Il Prologo.
Si può, si può, signore, signori.
He states in this that behind the makeup and costumes, that we are all humans, and that we all have emotions that are difficult to hide. And that sometimes, almost eerily, life imitates art. The villagers, played by the chorus members, rush onto stage. They hear Tonio's drum, and they know that the Commedia troupe is coming to announce what time they will perform that evening. The villagers are very excited that the troupe has come, and they invite the entire Commedia troupe to come have a drink with them. Caño and Beppe accept, while Tonio says that he will stay behind and make sure everything is ready for that night's show. A villager prophesizes that Tonio is staying behind in hopes that he can seduce and woo Nedda. Caño doesn't take too well to this, and insists that though his character in the show, Pagliaccio, might be a little bit of a klutz and someone who is willing to take the joke, that he himself is not so willing, and that if Nedda were caught with someone else, things wouldn't end too well. The stage is left bare, other than Nedda, who sings an aria about her past freedoms and hoping to one day be able to reunite with Silvio, her true love, and escape Caño. The moment that she is finished singing this aria, Tonio comes out and attempts to woo and seduce Nedda, just as the villager had told Caño that he was going to. Tonio is a bit old and a bit decrepit, so she rebukes him pretty quickly and basically compares him to his comically ugly character in the show. Tonio doesn't take this too well. He basically begins to threaten Nedda, and Nedda has a whip that she uses to stave back Tonio. As soon as Tonio is gone, Silvio enters the scene. Silvio is very nervous that Nedda is not going to be able to run away with him, and insists that they leave that night. Nedda is hesitant. By the end, Silvio has convinced Nedda to run away with him. Tutto scordiam, we will forget everything that has happened before. After the stirring duet of our lovers, Tonio leads Caño back on stage. Caño cannot see Silvio standing with Nedda, but he does hear Nedda's words. Hasta notte, per sempre, tua sarò. Tonight and forever, I will be yours. Caño can no longer stay in the shadows, and in a rage rushes onto stage to intimidate Nedda into telling him the name of her lover. Beppe, who has been there the entire time, walks on and bravely defies Caño, saying that it's time to get ready for that evening show. This leads us into Vesti la Giubba, where Caño is left alone on stage to come to terms with the fact that his wife doesn't really love him, and that even though she doesn't, he's going to have to go through the whole story again that night on stage in front of all these people as they laugh at him. Vesti la giubba starts.
Vesti la giubba e la faccia in farina. La gente paga e rider vuole.
Put on your costume. Put your face in the flower. The people pay, and they come to laugh. After Vesti la Giubba has finished, Tonio's drum can be heard again, and it's time for the Commedia to begin. Three characters emerge on stage. Tonio has turned into his character Taddeo, Nedda into Colombina, and Beppe into Arlecchin. Taddeo comes into Colombina's house and is told that Pagliaccio will be away for the evening. Taddeo immediately tries to seduce Colombina, and Colombina, just like Nedda earlier to Tonio, refuses his advances and tells him that he's a bit of an old brute for her. Arlecchin shows up on the scene and kicks Taddeo out. They then have a lovely evening together, and Arlecchin suggests to Colombina that she slip a little something in Pagliaccio's wine that evening to make him sleep extra hard, so they can run away together. As they sit down to celebrate their victory dinner, Taddeo rushes in. He says that Pagliaccio is unexpectedly returning any moment. Arlecchin runs out, and as he does, Colombina says to him the same words that Nedda said to Silvio earlier in the day.
Notte,
Bagliaccio then enters stage. He's supposed to be blundering, a little drunk, and jealous man. But instead, this time, he's a little more sullen, immediately coming on and accusing Colombina of having dinner with someone else. If you were sitting alone, why are there two places set? Colombina writes off Pagliaccio's jealousy and tells him he's losing a step. This is where Canio begins to peek through. She says, as she sees Canio begin to break,
Pagliaccio! Pagliaccio!
Reminding him of the show that they are in. As she does, Canio says,
No, Pagliaccio, not so.
No, I am not Pagliaccio. Canio is now flipping tables to threaten Colombina, tells her that she will tell him the name of her lover. She says, there is no point in this. If you no longer love me, let me be free. Unfortunately, as Canio has threatened at the beginning of the opera, he is not willing to let Netta go. Canio has drawn a weapon and is threatening Netta's life. In an attempt to save herself, she screams out for Silvio, and as he has the name, Canio plunges the knife into Netta and kills her. Silvio rushes to the stage to save Netta from Canio, but instead he meets the same demise as Netta and is killed.
La commedia è finita!
One interesting tradition in Pagliacci is that of the last line, La commedia è finita. Sometimes it is said by Canio, which is the way it's originally written. But also, Tonio may say it. If Canio says la commedia è finita, it means that his own life, in a way, is over. The spectacle of this show is done. But if Tonio says it, he takes on so much more of a narrator-esque character in the story instead of an active participant, as he came out at the beginning and gave us the prologue. For instance, in our version of Pagliacci, Canio had contracted COVID, and when Netta screams for Silvio, Canio reaches for his pistol and shoots Silvio in the chest. Before he can reach Netta, Canio falls dead, and Netta is freed. When done with a respect for the source material, one should stretch the imagination of the audience. Many thanks to Atlanta Opera and its patrons for letting us put this on. We really had a blast, and we look forward to seeing you at the next one. Cheers.
And there you have it, Pagliacci. If this Blink has inspired you, please consider watching the entire thing over at Spotlight Media, stream.atlantaopera.org. At time of release, we have just finished up the Spring Big Tent series, an incredible run for our Threepenny Opera and our Threepenny Carmen. The good news is that, like Pagliacci and Kaiser von Atlantis before them, these shows are destined for the streaming platform, Spotlight Media. We'll put those films out as soon as we are satisfied that they are as good as they can be, which is a long way of saying there is no release date yet. But if you don't want to worry about dates, you can pre-order them at stream.atlantaopera.org right now. The Atlanta Opera is a nonprofit organization. If you are interested in supporting our artists and or our company, please consider a donation today. Thanks for listening. Ciao.